Defence Force personnel have arrived on the bushfire-ravaged Kangaroo Island off South Australia's coast, where there have been huge losses of property, wildlife and livestock. Bottled water and other supplies are arriving too. And while locals concede recovery will take a while, they're pleading with tourists to come back as soon as possible. Rhett Burney reports.
Kangaroo Island is a national treasure, but on Friday night it fell victim to the national bushfire emergency. Now, with major damage to vital infrastructure, including electricity supply and the water treatment plant, the Defence Force has been sent in.
The water supply in Kangaroo Island is threatened in terms of its availability later this week. So we want to assist in that regard, and I've made arrangements to provide immediate fresh drinking water available to the community. You'll see a couple of large water tankers in location there.
That's Brigadier David Cantwell. He's been tasked with coordinating the ADF's recovery response on Kangaroo Island.
We want to provide any form of, for instance, first aid or engineering support that the community needs to get back on its feet.
One of those grim tasks is burying dead wildlife and livestock. Huge pits are being dug out and filled with animal carcasses, which need to be cleared as soon as possible. Many animals that survived are injured. Molly Linnett is a vet in Adelaide suburbs, and she put a call out on social media for donations to help treat the sick and injured animals.
Bandaging materials and saline and solutions to clean the wounds, they're all in sort of high demand at the moment.
She says the response has been overwhelming.
And they just keep streaming in. The outreach from the community has been amazing.
Locals are now hoping that support will extend to the island's tourism industry, which is one of its biggest money makers. Mary Lou Corcoran is the general manager of the Aurora Ozone Hotel in Kingscote, which escaped the firestorm.
Probably the part that is scary for us is the fact that people are ringing up and making cancellations for February and March and April and May.
But that's when the island will need tourists more than ever. In fact, Mary Lou Corcoran says areas of the island like Kingscote and the famous Seal Bay are already up and trading again.
It's the tourists that are going to help us keep this economy going and the community going in Kangaroo Island. So, yeah, we are concerned and we are open for business. There's still so much to see of Kangaroo Island. We have beautiful beaches, great wineries.
Peter Davis owns Island Beehives. About 400 of his 1,000 hives were destroyed by the fires, but there's still honey to be produced. He says if holidaymakers don't come back as soon as they can, many who have already suffered so much in this disaster could end up losing their businesses or their jobs.
If tourists stop coming to Kangaroo Island because they've heard it's all burnt out, they will not only impact my business, but it'll impact a whole lot of other businesses. We need people to come back here. Don't give up on Kangaroo Island because we're not going to give up.
Kangaroo Island beekeeper Peter Davis ending that report by Rhett Burney.